This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have an outbreak of listeria that the FDA and CDC is investigating, and it seems to be nationwide. As of some reports, I've heard that it's also shown up in Nevada, but as of this report coming out of Food Safety News, states such as Illinois, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia have had illnesses reported from Listeria monocytogenes, which is that nasty bacteria. Remember that hurdle, I think it was 2012, that caused deaths. Let me look at what the final toll was. Listeria 2012, they're not telling us how many people, sorry. All I know is multiple people died from that. And Listeria is a bacteria that sadly can pervade some of our healthier foods. And you might not know you have it for weeks. So, like, for example, back in 2012, they found that it was cantaloupe that had been infected. And the cantaloupe, I think it was a multi-state outbreak of listeriosis linked to whole cantaloupes from Jensen Farms, Colorado. And what happened with that was, if you have a little piece of cantaloupe, let's say you go to Denny's, you know, or a breakfast place, and you have that little garnish of that cantaloupe, you forget that you ate it and it was on your plate, you know, because you're like, oh, you know, where did you eat 3 weeks ago, last Sunday? You're like, oh, I think we went to Denny's. Yeah, well, then you ate eggs, or you wouldn't have thought that there might have been a garnish. And I'm not saying it was Denny's, that's just an example. But actually, the outbreak ended in 2011 in October, and there were 147 people infected in over 28 states. 33 deaths had been reported, including one pregnant woman had a miscarriage. So we don't mess around when it comes to Listeria. This is just not. So currently the FDA is reporting 10 infections, 10 hospitalizations, one death. As part of routine sampling, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development collected a product sample of Fresh Express Sweetheart Salad Mix with the use-by date of December 8, 2021 for testing. The sample tested positive for Listeria monocytogenes and subsequent whole genome sequencing. Analysis determined that the Listeria monocytogenes present in the samples match the strain that caused the illnesses. So, Fresh Express Salad, I don't really know. When I buy salad mix, I don't know the name. I just buy the bag because the bag is sitting there. So, right now, obviously, there's a recall. They're going to, have people throw it out or get refunds. But, sadly, it may not stink. You know, if you buy the food and you're like, well, I don't know if it has Listeria, you can't always smell it. You know? And, like I said, you could get sick weeks later. So, symptoms of Listeria would be vomiting, nausea, a fever that doesn't go away, muscle aches, severe headache, neck stiffness. Laboratory tests are going to be required. When I had a patient a couple weeks ago say that they had fever, muscle aches, severe headache, neck stiffness, it sounded like meningitis. I sent them to the hospital. So, ER docs are going to have to also be on the lookout for Listeria. When they do blood cultures, hopefully they could be able to pick it up. Pregnant women, elderly, young children, and people who have cancer or weakened immune systems are at high risk of serious illness, life-threatening infections, other complications. Even though a pregnant mom might only experience mild flu-like symptoms, the infection could lead to premature delivery, infection of the newborn, or even stillbirth. So we take it pretty seriously. Also being taken seriously is there is a, quote, mysterious illness in South Sudan that has now killed 97 people. 97 people have died of a, quote, unknown disease in Fanok Jonglei State in the northern part of the country. Now, County Commissioner Biel Boutros Biel told ABC News on Thursday, so this was today, that the latest fatality occurred in an elderly woman. Deaths have mostly been reported among the elderly and children aged 1 to 14. This is according to South Sudan's Ministry of Health. The symptoms are a cough, diarrhea, fever, headache, chest pain, joint pain, loss of appetite, and body weakness. Okay, that could be anything. BL said the World Health Organization team that traveled to Fanok has since left and did not communicate their findings to local officials. Well, that, excuse me, can you please clue us all in? Don't you hate that? The feds come in, they do whatever, they leave, and you're like, so now what? In a statement to ABC News, Collins Boaki Agemang, a spokesperson for WHO or World Health Organization Africa, said the agency began investigating the outbreak in November, but did not provide further details. Now, the area has been hit with heavy floods, so the World Health Organization tested samples from patients for cholera, which is contracted from infected water samples, but the samples turned negative for the infectious bacteria. So they're not exactly sure what's going on. Scientists had to actually reach the area by helicopter because of the flooding to conduct the testing. Already non-governmental organizations have been delivering medical supplies to the area. They're also setting up mobile clinics. And so disease outbreaks by storm after a storm or flooding or hurricane, I mean, that's nothing new. But what's odd about this is it has not been identified. It has not been identified because there hasn't been a lot of transparency, or are we looking at something new? We do not have any more patience at all for any new sort of viruses or bacteria or pathogens, per se, to come our way. You know, could this be a type of COVID? It can. You know, but then again, in an isolated area, then you kind of wonder, you know, how did it, you know, unless somebody traveled and brought it as patient zero. But cough, diarrhea, fever, headache, chest pain, joint pain, loss of appetite, body weakness, we see that with COVID, we see that with flu, we see that with cholera, we see that with Listeria. We could see that with anything. So we'll keep you guys posted if we get a little bit more clarity. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So going viral was a study that I think came out a month or two ago on the most dangerous Christmas songs to listen to when you drive. We are talking the most dangerous Christmas songs. Now, I'm sorry, Christmas music is one of my favorite genres. In fact, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so there's a station, 106.5, that will play Christmas music starting early November. Because it's just all Christmas music. So you might listen to some rap, you might listen to some hard rock, you might listen to some pop, and then you know what, I want to hear some Christmas music. And then you flip over to that station, and then you can hear some Christmas songs. Last Christmas, and I just like sing as I drive, I love it. The problem is, somebody always tries to medicalify Christmas. You know, like Christmas tree syndrome, the Christmas coronary, and I know I have to talk to you guys about that. But, you know, and I hate doing that, but it's just one of those things where, yeah, you know, Christmas time isn't always you know, about the amazing, you know, holiday. Sadly, we have depression that comes up on Christmas and, you know, hypothermia and all sorts of things. So this latest study comes from, I want to give credit to the researchers, Hu Ying Wang, NNC's King Zhang, and Seng Yang Hu, and I think they are from, I'm trying to see which university. I don't know if they're giving me the, this was published in the International Journal of Environmental Public Health. But what they did is they looked at music listening on physiological condition, mental workload, driving performance with consideration of driver temperament. And they actually investigated, this comes from South China University of Technology. They looked at songs. Oh, by the way, this was researched by the insurance car insurance provider, Chill Insurance. So even an insurance company was behind this. It's interesting. And they found that songs with more than 120 beats a minute were linked to dangerous driving. So like, you know, Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust. That could be, isn't that about 140 to 150 beats a minute? I don't know. So according to them, it's the beats per minute. And according to, I guess, their results, BPMs, or beats per minute, were connected to more stressful temperaments in drivers. And so if you have, let's say, a pop song, it was interesting. I was listening to one of the Glee Christmas songs, and it was very fast moving. I'm like, you know, that's a very fast, energizing Christmas song. I noticed I listened to it more, so I probably paid less attention to my driving. So maybe it's more of a distraction. Maybe that's what they're thinking is going on. Their abstract is a little scientific. They say, this paper presents a study on the association between in-vehicle music listening, physiological, psychological response, driver performance using the driver simulator approach, with which personality temperament was considered. They think that the arousal levels could change the mental workload, could more easily distract. And so they did a mixed analysis of variance indicating that the effects of music genre and driver character on driving performance was significant. And they looked at the arousal level, perceived mental workload, standard deviation of speed, frequency of lane crossing were higher under the influence of rock music than that when driving under the influence of light music or an absence of music. And I have to admit, I don't do head-banging music when I drive, you know? So what would be safest songs, okay? Well, Fairy Tale of New York, Santa Baby. I don't know, because Santa Baby's a little sultry. So if you're getting turned on by the whole Santa Baby song, that might not work. These are the safe ones. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. Angels sing. Okay, I think so. Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé. That's only 95 beats per minute. Last Christmas by Wham. Oh, I used to love that. That's about 108 beats per minute. They say that's safe. Winter Wonderland by Dean Martin. Little Drummer Boy by Bing Crosby. One More Sleep by Leona Lewis. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. You know, here's my issue, though. You got to be very, very careful with the whoa, safe ones with the low beats per minute, because if it's a song you remember as a little kid that you would listen to before you went to sleep Christmas Eve, you might start to relax so much that you fall asleep. So, I don't know. All right, so what are the most dangerous? Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry. Frosty the Snowman, All I Want for Christmas, All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey. I think that's on the dangerous list, if it is at all dangerous, because everybody sings to it. We know the words to that one. Although I got to be honest, of Mariah Carey's album, I like the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I like the Joy to the World, and I like the Christmas, the snow's coming down, that song. I like that one, which is a remake. All I Want for Christmas is You is a great song, but it's not my favorite one on her album. Oh, Feliz Navidad. Okay, by Jose Feliciano. Yeah, Feliz Navidad. That's why it's not dangerous at 149 beats a minute. It just, everybody sings it. Feliz Navidad. I mean, yeah, it just, you cannot hear that song without singing it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5, 147 beats per minute. That's number four for the most dangerous songs. Okay. Happy Christmas, War is Over, So This Is Christmas. Is that one from John Lennon? Yoko Ono? Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry is number seven as the most dangerous song. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. Now, that's interesting. Have Yourself a Merry... From Judy Garland. Judy Garland was known for singing slower songs, like Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That has 137 beats per minute. I don't really see it as an up-tempo. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and she must have sung that in, like, the, you know, 40s or 50s. I would say maybe it's considered dangerous because Judy Garland... It reminds you of, you know, The Wizard of Oz. That movie was stressful. It reminds you of her having a very tumultuous life, you know, and so I don't know. I don't know. That's that, yeah. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jackson 5. Okay, that song, 129 beats per minute, that I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, that makes me nervous. That song, I have to admit, when I don't like so much, I like Christmas music in the background, but I'll still have it in the car because I want to sing to it. The I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus gets me a little nervous because I love the idea of kids thinking Santa is real. I just do. You know, I've never wanted to ruin that for anybody, although I might have just ruined it for any kids that might be in the car right now. But so, you know, if you write a song about, even though very cool song, cute song, great song, but that's one of those things like, no, don't let any kid hear that, you know? I got to tell you, the Michael Jackson's voice, amazing. So, I don't know what to tell you guys. There's obviously the study looks at rock. They look at a whole variety of things. But, you know, we do have this distracted driving sort of behavior that is getting worse and worse and worse. Remember with Tesla. Tesla now is looking at 580,000 cars because people are playing games on it. People are playing games, or they're watching the passenger play a game. Our distracted driving is a public health threat. It is. I see nobody's watching. You know, I tell the kids, if you're going to walk, if you're going to cross the street, expect the other driver to be on their phone. Don't think the other driver sees you. You see the car. You see the driver. Always make eye contact. Even in the 80s, I remember learning that as a kid. Make eye contact with the driver. Don't just think the driver sees you. And these drivers don't. Or, you know, I my neck of the woods, we could smell pot on the highway, meaning there is some really heavy smoking being done in people's cars. I mean, really, really stinky stuff. And if I could smell it on the highway, that means, you know, it's high potency. And you see the drivers. I mean, they just, today, I'm driving, I almost, two accidents, almost, thank God it didn't happen, by just somebody swerving into another lane and not using their blinker or trying to cut off a truck. And you know, what the hell are you guys doing? So to me, Christmas music, you know, I mean, if that keeps you alert, you know, that's better than, I don't like listening to the news when I drive. I don't like listening to the news. Talk radio, yes, but I don't want to listen to the news because that makes me angry. And that's like, they did what? No. And I'm like, okay, I got to complain about that. So don't let anybody ruin Christmas. Remember they tried to do a study saying Santa Claus is unhealthy because Santa Claus is overweight, because he smokes, because he eats cookies. Santa Claus could have diabetes, because Santa Claus could have coronary artery disease. And they're like, Santa Claus should not be the, you know, something that kids idolize. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Let them idolize Santa, okay? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 109 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and air between now and January 2nd. Travel experts saying the best time to travel is today after 7 p.m., while the worst time is between noon and 6 p.m. The worst days for travel will be from a couple of days after Christmas through New Year's Day. This as COVID cases continue to climb across the country. This airline traveler telling CNN she's doing the best she can to stay safe.
You can only do what you can do for yourself, you know. What everybody else is doing, you have no control over. So that's the scary part. Just, you know, want to go have fun and be safe and mask up.
At least four people are injured after a large explosion at an ExxonMobil refinery near Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up disputes over the Biden administration's nationwide vaccine or testing COVID-19 mandate for large businesses.
While the country's highest court will review President Joe Biden's nationwide vaccine or test mandate for businesses with at least 100 employees, justices will also evaluate a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. The court will hear oral arguments on January 7th. In the two cases, the workplace mandate is currently in effect throughout the country, while the healthcare worker mandate is blocked in half of U.S. states. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The jury in Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial is taking a Christmas break. They'll start a fourth day of deliberations next Monday while Maxwell spends her 60th birthday, which falls on Christmas, in a Manhattan jail cell. If convicted of all charges, Maxwell could be looking at 70 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Christmas time is my favorite time of year. I love it. I love the trees. I love seeing my Christmas trees through. I like peeking people's houses, right? Because you can see the big, beautiful tree. Don't worry, I'm not looking in the bedrooms. I love the Christmas lights. I walk out at night, even though it's super cold, take the dog out for the walk because the dog wants to see the lights too, go pee-pee, and all sorts of things. But we got a couple Christmas conditions we need to talk about that are non-COVID, non-flu, non-pneumonia. One is something called Christmas tree syndrome. Do you guys remember we talked about this a few years ago? I hate this diagnosis, but it is something that you guys do need to think about. So for those of us that have a Christmas tree in the house, It's gorgeous, and it smells good, and the real Christmas trees, there's nothing like a real Christmas tree. Artificial Christmas trees are great because they always look good, they're always ready to go. But for those of you with allergies, you might have to think of an artificial tree rather than a real one, because Christmas tree syndrome can sometimes trigger an illness because the tree has either spruce, fir, which could be allergenic, it could carry pollen. Even if it's pollen picked up by nearby plants, there could also be mold. And researchers from State University of New York analyzed the bark and needles of multiple Christmas trees and found multiple cases of mold with allergy-producing spores. And since they're trees from the wild, they also are resistant to aphids, mites, bark beetles, and spiders. So, if here you are, you're living with a tree. The critters on the tree don't care. They're not going to leave the tree. So you can have the tree. The tree's fine. The critters are fine. Everything's fine. But all of a sudden, you got somebody in the house that's starting to wheeze. Or they're starting to cough. And you're like, get the COVID test. They have maybe chest pain, maybe fatigue, rash, watery eyes, nasal itching, scratchy throat, difficulty sleeping. That could be Christmas tree syndrome if they're negative for COVID. Mold and pollen are notorious for this, so the following has been suggested to reduce the risk of Christmas tree syndrome, okay? No. Have a tree. Trust me, have a tree. But if you're really, really allergic, you might have to do it outside, I guess. Hose down the tree, let it dry before you bring it back to the house. Use an air purifier in the same room as the tree. Avoid extended stays of the tree, they suggest. Put it up nearer to the holiday and take it down once Christmas ends. I hate that. I like to see the Christmas decorations, and the decorations last way until January. But, if you have Christmas tree syndrome, you might have to take the tree down. If you have allergies or asthma or are vulnerable to Christmas tree syndrome, delegate tree decorating to somebody else in the family, like maybe the in-laws, okay? And then consider having your gorgeous Christmas tree outside. I have a Christmas tree at Opportunity Village. I love it. Nice open, space so people can enjoy the Christmas trees, and then they could see it, and you guys could see my tree. I'll post it so you can see the tree. It's great. So that's Christmas tree syndrome. I love Christmas trees, but for some of you guys that are coughing and wheezy, not feeling right, just something to think about, because otherwise everyone's going to, assume you have COVID. If you're COVID negative and those are your symptoms, it could be the tree. Okay? Now, we also have something called the Christmas coronary. And the Christmas coronary, remember I told you guys that even though South Africa's Omicron wave has dropped, is going down, and everybody's like, good, America will follow. And I said, because we're South Africa's in their summer, we're in our winter, our cough, cold, winter, flu, pneumonia season, and also heart attack season. Why is it heart attack season? What is the Christmas coronary? Well, a lot of things can induce a heart attack this time of year. So one is, it's cold outside. So when it's cold, cold weather causes blood vessel constriction. This adds more work onto the heart. Less oxygen reaches vital organs. And what's interesting is you'll every now and then hear a snow shoveling death. And snow shoveling, one, they're outside in the cold, but also they don't do a lot of that kind of activity. So all of a sudden they're doing a lot of activity that they're not used to doing. And snow shoveling is some damn good cardio. That is some good, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of, it's resistance training. It's a lot of muscle work, upper body, balance. If that's too much exercise for somebody who is already clogged and already at risk, they might have a heart attack. So we tell people to really, really be careful about snow shoveling if you're not in shape. It needs extra demand. Another thing is alcohol. Alcohol, I mean, we're toasting, it's holidays, Christmas parties, hanging out with the family. You're going to want to drink. That could put an increase of stress on your heart with blood pressure, worsen your diabetes, induce abnormal heart rhythms. It could interfere with the metabolism of medication, so not good. Another thing is a lot of you guys are thinking, Christmas is in a couple days. I'm good. I could call my doctor in the next 48 hours if I need to. No. So if you think you're having any issues, if you're running out of your blood pressure medicine, if you're running out of your diabetes medicine, your cholesterol medication, don't think you're going to reach your doctor in 48 hours. Because doctors like to go on vacation too. I'm working throughout the holidays, but, most doctors, they don't. I always like to cover for that, so then I get to take some time off to do, I go to a medical conference and things like that, so I like to have that time off. And then stress. All right? You got travel. You got long lines. You got shopping. You have money. You're going over budget. You have family. We love our family, but in small doses. This is all the family coming at once. Well, all the family coming at once, you know, including in-laws, that's stress. So what puts you at risk for the coronary, the Christmas coronary? Well, the same thing that puts you at risk for any heart attack. All right. One is if there's a family history of heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you smoke, if you drink alcohol, if you're overweight, if you have a lot of stress in your life. If you ever personally had a heart attack, kind of at higher risk for another heart attack. So these are things that could put you at risk. Short stature has also been linked to it. If you're a male over 40, female over menopause, that could put you at risk for a heart attack. So those are things to look at. I love getting a baseline EKG. That's not recommended. It is not a recommended test for screening. We don't screen for heart disease like that. So in terms of EKGs, I like it because if you do have any of those risk factors, I think you should have one. And the funny thing is most doctors do. They say you don't need one if you aren't at high risk. Right? So, yeah, maybe a 25-year-old, you know, with no cholesterol issues, but the average person has elevated blood pressure. The average person has high cholesterol. The average person could be pre-diabetic. So, average adult. So that's why I like getting a baseline, because most people have one of those risk factors. Okay, so what do you do around Christmas time? What should you do? One, don't do very heavy exercise or snow shoveling until you know for sure that you can handle it. And so when you get a big snowfall and you know, have other means to possibly get your car out or another plan, because, you know, maybe salt nearby or something, you know, because you are not going to be able to go from 0 to 90 with activity if you're out of shape. Also, maybe start getting into shape. Get that blood pressure into control. Make sure you're not diabetic. If your cholesterol's high, get on medication for that. You know, before Christmas, which we should have talked about before then, which we did, you know, exercise, you know, slowly start to, you know, walk more and do more activity so you can handle something like, all right, you know what, we got some issues with the snow. Stay out of the cold, all right? I mean, a lot of us love to be in cold. A lot of us love the snow. I do. I go out there. But keep in mind, your vasoconstricting is going to stress you. Avoid alcohol. Avoid smoking if you can. We're going to be talking about New Year's and some of the dangers with that. And then maintain a healthy weight. So if you're running low on your prescriptions, now's the time to reach out to your doctor. Make sure you don't run out. Pack your prescriptions in two different bottles, one for your carry-on, one for your suitcase if you're going to travel. Avoid getting sick. Get your flu shot. You know, get your vaccines that you need to. Wash your hands. Avoid sick contacts. And then to avoid getting sick on a plane, we've spoken about that multiple times. You can clean things down. People aren't going to look at you like you're being obsessive. Now that it's COVID, you could take some, you know, wipes and wipe down the tray table, wipe down the arms, take that little air vent, put it on in front of you so then the air goes away from you. I know we're all wearing masks, but a lot of our masks, you know, aren't like N95 respirators. And then, try not to, you know, sit next to somebody who looks sick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and we're having a little bit of shaking there. And follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Molnupiravir, Merck's drug has now been emergency FDA approved. Pfizer's drug, Paxlovid, has been emergency approved. We're going to now talk about holiday gifts, Christmas gifts that aren't too expensive. I don't know what the charges or what the cost is going to be of those COVID medications. So at this time, I am not going to recommend buying a prescription
for your loved one as a holiday gift. And they're not going to be very easily readily available yet because the rollout is just happening. But as we know more about it, we will let you guys know. But molnupiravir has been indicated for those 18 on up. It's 4 200-milligram tablets twice a day for 5 days, I believe. I still haven't seen the FDA fact sheet on it, but I saw that in the trial. That's what they did. And then the Paxlovid is also a 5-day course as well. That's not going to be one of the gifts yet. You could get a COVID test. You could get people some COVID tests because, you know, now that they're getting rationed in a short supply. But holiday gifts is, it's one of my favorite things to talk about because I like saving money. I talk a lot about money and economy on this show. And as a doctor, money is, I mean, you know, people want to know that doctors are taking money into account because you write a medication that they can't afford, they're not going to be able to use it. So I am very cognizant of what things cost. And the holiday season, we just talked about stress and the Christmas coronary. One thing that's pretty stressful is you think you have your Christmas list of who you're buying for. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second, the mailman. Oh, gosh, the sanitation guys are so cool. I forgot about them. You know, oh, wait a second. My kid's teacher. So all of a sudden your Christmas list grows and it grows. And then you start to panic because you budgeted for all these people and you forgot to include all these other people. So we understand it's stressful. So early on, the one thing that we recommend is when you do a list, make sure you're still way under budget because you're always going to have those extra 5, 6, 7 people. Or you're going to grandma's for Christmas and a second cousin is coming that would have never made your list. And you're like, oh gosh, no. Now I have to give them a gift because we're going to be opening gifts and they're going to be at the house at the same time. So one is you want to always leave room. But two is you want to have a go-to of inexpensive, cool gifts that people could use that are really cool. So holiday gifts that'll blow their mind. Okay, so when you choose a gift, the big mistake everybody does is they kind of go for something easy. And you'll go to a store, and they will have these prepackaged gift boxes or gift bags. They're overpriced. Not to mention, I mean, so many people have had them. So one of the best things you can do is to make your own little baby gift. So let's say you have that second cousin you wouldn't have bought anything for. Get an inexpensive cute mug. Get a $5 Starbucks gift card. Put it in there. Add a couple candy canes or candy. I know candy canes are supposed to be on shortage. Wrap it up in some plastic, put a little bow, and I don't know how to do the plastic wrap either, but wrap it up with a bow. You just did something. If you could get a mug for cheap, like a few bucks, you just did an under $10 gift that really kind of pops. Maybe you could have even done it if it's a $5 Starbucks gift card and a mug. You might have even gotten it done for $8. Not too bad. And it looks pretty cool. I love gift cards because they last beyond what, you know, being in the medical industry, it would be really, really nice, and I'm very appreciative of all these baskets you would get, but you get baskets saturated. And so there's all these baskets, there's all this food, you can't eat it, and then you almost forget who gave what basket. So I like the gift that actually lasts beyond it. Why? The mug or the gift card. So that's always something really, really cool. And so let's say you have office workers or coworkers. And you're like, okay, wait a second. I got 10, 20 people at work I got to give something to. You know, so you could do keychains or little shot glasses. Again, what about $2 Starbucks or coffee cards or $5 gift cards? You know, come in with a little basket of them, one for everybody. You can put their name on it so nobody steals it. Put some candy in there. Put some little decorations, stickers, things like that. Bring the basket. It just looks really, really nice. You could also do that with like little, with like tools. You know, you work with a bunch of dudes that, and women, I like tools, all right? And you're like, I gotta bring something to the guys, and I'm not really good with it. Okay, then you know, get a bag, and have all these like batteries, or nuts and bolts, or little mini screwdrivers, or things like that, with a little bow on each. And everybody could take one. Trust me, somebody could give me an extra pack of batteries, or an extra screwdriver, I'll take it. So I think, you know, something like that can go a long way. It's creative. It's something they could use. Because, again, a lot of people can't use a fruitcake, you know, or a box of cookies. A lot of times scented soaps and little shampoos and little soaps can actually go a long way because, you know, some people are really stinky if they're going to be in the house or, you know, family's coming over, they're like, I'm running out of soap. So if you have, like, little soaps or things like that, sometimes that works. I know it's not a very, you know, dude kind of present, but, you know, if you work with, you know, people who are into that stuff, that could work as well. So when you got coworkers, it shouldn't be that difficult. I think an online Spanish course or a Spanish book that teaches people Spanish, I think an online course could be pretty, pretty cool for coworkers. So something to think about. Okay, what about relatives? What could you do for under $20 for the cousin, aunts, uncles, grandparents, nieces, nephews? So under $20, what you could do is, let's say there's a chef, okay, in the family. All right, you could get a really cool cookbook, something that they don't usually cook in, you know, either French cuisine or sushi or something like that. Then you could get a couple cooking instruments. What are those called? Utensils. Okay. Some utensils. Put some spices in it, in a basket, wrap it up. That's easily under $20. Something like that, and that looks pretty cool. Looks like a $50 plus gift basket. For a gardener, you could get some seeds, some soil, little pot with decorative filler. So you could have like a pot with like a snowman in it, put some of the seeds. Seeds aren't that expensive. And then, and maybe like a hose nozzle in there. And then you wrap it up and throw some leaves in there or some fake flowers. That's pretty cool under $20. An auto enthusiast, turtle wax, cloth, air freshener, things like that. Things for the car that could be small in a basket. For the coffee drinker, get a couple mugs. Maybe a rich coffee bag, put some sweets into the basket, sweeteners for the tea drinker. Tea drinkers are great. I don't drink tea. So you could just get a whole bunch of these little tea sets, throw it in there, decorate it, and tea people are fine. Gift cards like movies, restaurants, things like that. Books. I got some books, The Art of the Boo-Boo. It's a great book. So look up that one. I'll post that. That's a good book. Bottle of wine, goblets. People always need more glasses. Candles are very flexible, creative. Pedicure gift card for, you know, somebody has bad toes. Pet lover, you could do a pet, you know, they, you know, I love my pet. So if somebody had something for my pet, oh my God, like goodies for the pet and toys, that'd be awesome. Funny desk calendar, a book of jokes. Oh, fart machines. Get me a fart machine for Christmas. I love that stuff. Blankets, cuddly blankets, pillows, those are good. And then don't forget your security guard, your postal worker, sanitation team. Get them maybe something that they could use, like a scarf, some gloves, sunscreen. What else is really, really good? Cool car accessory, a box of treats, gift card, phone case. Those are things that really work. So, you know, have a go-to list of things that you could get. And another thing you could do is, if there's a good place that takes returns, buy some extra of these either stocking stuffers or these fast little gifts you could make, because there's always going to be somebody and you're like, no, I forgot about that person. And you don't want to have to give it to them after Christmas, because then you're like, they were an afterthought. So have extra. If you don't need those extra, take it back on Monday and get your money back. So gifts under $20 and under $50, I think I gave you. Pretty easy. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.